As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Our producer, Rebecca, is here in studio. Before we get to the five things you're going to share that you want people to know you should never, ever say to somebody going through cancer, because people have actually said these things to you. Before we get to that list, I just want to say thank you. You've been so open and vulnerable, and I think it's been eye-opening in so many ways for people who may not know somebody who has cancer or haven't experienced the journey themselves. And so I really just want to commend you and thank you for being so forthcoming with your journey with tongue cancer. And for those that may not know it, if you can briefly explain like how you got diagnosed and what you went through and where you are now.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. That means a lot to me.
No, for sure.
Yeah. So, in October of 2023, I had a sore on the side of my tongue that a dentist noticed and told me that I should probably go get checked out. I went to the doctor. They said it just looked like trauma. It didn't get better for a couple of months. She sent me back to an ENT. Everyone just thought it was trauma. Finally got a biopsy in later that year, and it came back and it said it was malignant. So I got set up with the amazing people at Emory Winship, who helped me with surgery. And then post-surgery, I had radiation and chemo and kicked cancer's ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you did. You finished treatment. You were kind of thanking your lucky stars because, you know, chemo and radiation going through it. Granted, chemo kind of wiped you out. But as far as like some of those side effects, you were feeling pretty good. But then as soon as you got that last radiation treatment, that was like when everything like really hit you.
My doctors told me that I was a unicorn because they told me that radiation was going to get really bad by week two. And then it never got as bad as they said. And I always thought, okay, well, they're just trying to scare me, or not trying to scare me. They want to tell me the worst case scenario just so I'm prepared. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly what happened to me at the end. I thought I had 30 treatments. Turns out I had 33. Mm-hmm. The second I learned I had 33, every symptom they warned me about just came and hit me. Because it's really all about your attitude. If you are positive, I have learned, your health will stay just as good as your attitude. And once I learned that, I dropped like a stone.
Oh. Wow. But we're through that now.
Yes.
And here we are. And you have five things that people have actually verbalized and said to you out loud. Yes. And you just want to educate everybody and be like, hey, best if you just, you know, you can think it, don't say it.
Yeah, I've had a lot of really interesting interactions with people when I had cancer and after I had cancer. I got to tell you guys this really fun one because I keep forgetting to tell you. But right before I got wheeled into surgery, a nurse recognized me while I was laying on the table, and over my unconscious body, the surgeons and the nurse watched the Instagram video where I talked about having tongue cancer and then just wheeled me in to have surgery. I just think that's so funny. A surgeon let me know that. But yeah, they're not always as fun as that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, here's five things that people have actually said to me that maybe they should have kept to themselves. And I hope if you're listening, you can kind of take this advice if anyone in your life is going through something similar. So the first person was someone from my high school who I guess was not really clued into my condition at the time. He logged into Instagram, saw a story that I had posted about having cancer. He replied to it and simply said, Jesus.
What? That is ominous.
You just like, Jesus.
Did he say something to you about what's going on? Like,
super helpful, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Really supportive.
Like, there's this like love because you don't want to have toxic positivity as well, because you can get those people that are like, everything's gonna be fine. And sometimes you need to sit in the ick.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for a random person from high school just to hit you up and be like, dude, yeah, no, I know it's bad. Like, I don't need you telling me that this is bad.
Yeah, it's fine. It's cool. Okay, the second thing happened to me when I was getting popcorn at a movie theater. A cashier looked at me and said, "What happened to you?"
Okay. Wow. Can you just put extra butter on there, please?
Yeah. So if you don't know, this treatment gave me a lot of scars. I have a really big wrist scar. My tongue obviously looks a little different. I have a neck dissection scar. I have a trach scar that basically looks like a belly button on my neck. So I'm like, you got to be a little more specific than that. You know,
what hasn't happened to me at this
exactly.
point?
Exactly. And if you ask politely, I've had people ask politely, and I'll definitely tell you, just don't say, what happened to you?
Okay. They're two for two. All right. What you got next?
All right. Here's one that actually really bothered me. A lot of people think that they're giving good advice, and it's the opposite. So last week, I talked on air about what I should do with my radiation mask now that I'm done with treatment, and I was looking for suggestions. A lady commented on the Facebook video that we posted, and she said, "Don't throw it away. What if you need it again?"
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even
know what to say to that.
I want to think, like, her intent is, like, she's trying to, like, save you money. But, like, obviously, that was such a stupid thing to say.
Yeah. I mean,
because you're not going to need it again.
Ever.
Because when you get your scans in a couple of weeks, you're going to come back and you're going to be like, "Y'all, I'm in complete remission." What?
Exactly. I mean, no offense to this lady. She wasn't the brightest. She also followed up with saying, "What if it's still dangerous? Is it still radiating?"
Okay. That tells you all you need to know.
That answered our question right there.
There it is.
That made me feel better.
Yeah.
So the next one, I went to PT for my wrist. I have a very large scar on my wrist. It kind of looks like I've got a big rectangle of salami just like right below my hands.
Mm.
The physical therapist rolled down my splint that I was wearing at the time and said, "Well, I guess a plastic surgeon didn't do that."
What? PT said that?
A professional.
Wow.
If we can put things in the toxic positivity category, I feel like this is like toxic honesty.
Yeah.
Just some things don't need to be said.
I know.
Period.
God. And I was like, I don't need to hear about reconstructive surgery. Just give me some flexibility tips. That's what I'm really here for. Okay, the last one came from a very close friend. If you don't know this, treatment made me lose a significant amount of weight, which you wouldn't know because I have lymphedema the size of like a tire around my neck, and that's how it feels. But my friend said to me, "You know, I need to lose a few pounds.
No.
Maybe
no.
I no. should get tongue no. cancer." No.
She did not.
All right.
No, they That's did not. Said.
That's what Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Just get on Ozempic like the rest of Hollywood.
Ah, tea.
Yeah. All right. We thank you for the education, Rebecca.
And I'm sorry.
Yes, and we will just apologize on everybody's behalf for their stupidity. But you are, I think you're like your mentality, your attitude. You've handled this like a true champ, and
it's inspiring.
It is.
Oh,
we're counting down the days to those scans, and we can't wait for you to come in here and let us know that you're in complete remission.
Thanks, guys.
And we can't wait for you to destroy that radiation mask.
Yeah.
Big facts.
Get it? The Burt Show.